Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
The Dana Show with Dana Lash. Weekday afternoons 1 to 3 on WBNW. 1120 AM and 102.9 FM. The Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Go for it. All right. On a Monday morning, I know if wherever you are, if you're on the East Coast, you may be looking out, looking at some snowflakes, a little more intimidating in New York with 1 to 2 inches an hour, which will add up to about 3. And it's April. You know, just it happens every year. I can remember back in, I can't remember the year, but it was quite a few years ago that in the middle of May, I was driving to my office, and we got hit with a snowstorm, 8 to 10 inches in the middle. And imagine the middle of May. The snow stopped, and I think it was gone that evening, almost all the 8 to 10 inches. But it was, wow. I mean, that's the biggest surprise. This happens every year. You know, you still get a lot of cold air. Well, I'm not going to do my buddy Mark Rosenthal's analysis, but this is nothing. By this afternoon, you won't even know it snowed. So welcome. I hope you had a nice weekend, whatever your choice of pursuit was, whether it was the Red Sox coming back with 3 straight 1-run victories or the upset Notre Dame over Connecticut on a last-second shot by in the girls' final tournament. I think that gives UConn a record in the last, 120 wins and 2 losses in the last 122 games. And both of them are heartbreaking. I mean, it's truly amazing. But, you know, UConn is a powerhouse. And let me see, what else this weekend? Hope you had a nice Easter. And we're back here on Monday morning. So I welcome you. And there aren't any gigantic stories breaking. The market continues to give a lot of people tremors because, in my opinion, if the Fed keeps dabbling with the rates here and they talk about going up 3 or 4 times, every time the Fed interferes, it disturbs the stock market. Now, I know this isn't one-sided. It isn't one-sided because you can look out for the economic state of this country and at the same time hurt the investor in the markets. So it's much more complicated, and I don't think I'm qualified to be Fed chairman. But there's still news going on the front out there, and I was particularly, I wouldn't say I was particularly surprised. I was particularly surprised to see how old Dennis Kucinich is now. You remember, he was in that mix back 8 years ago and running for president and a liberal and certainly an odd one. When my wife's family lived in Cleveland, we would visit, and there was this young, he appeared to be naive, Dennis Kucinich there as mayor. And he he impressed me in with his discussions. I remember Obama taking him on a private plane to coerce him, and it worked to switch his vote on Obamacare. And he became fairly knowledgeable. I spent about a half an hour up at the New Hampshire primaries back those years ago and sat and chatted with Dennis. Nice guy and very knowledgeable, and sometimes people just surprise you. It's hard to believe Dennis Kucinich is now 71 years old. It may not be hard for you to believe. It's hard for me to believe, and I think back those days in Cleveland. And he was the mayor, a very young mayor of Cleveland. But time marches on. 71 years old. He's the same age as Trump. Kind of amazing. Other news here. And I'm getting, may have to precede this by saying I'm getting very, very uncomfortable about the possibility of impeachment proceedings beginning immediately after the elections if the Democrats get hold of the House or Senate. And it's not joking anymore. I mean, it's very serious possibilities. We've seen with the indications of recent races in Pennsylvania, Virginia, Georgia, Tennessee. And when you start looking at red states turning blue, you've got to see that there's some concern. And I hope there are enough people out there. And I mean, honestly, I don't have much. I really am not very encouraged by the brain trust in the Republican side. I'll say the one difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, I know we got a progressive wing led by Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders. And then you have a more moderate wing. I understand all that. But by and large, Chuck Schumer and his gang of thieves pretty much stick together. Or as Larry David would say, pretty much. They stick together. Republicans are all over the place. Every time Lindsey Graham comes out, I have no idea where he's going. John McCain. It's not a good situation because I don't understand why the brain trust doesn't sit down and say, hey, guys, we got to sit down and get our act together. We're going to lose the House and we're going to lose the Senate. And if the House and if the House or Senate are lost, you're going to see, I absolutely guarantee you, impeachment proceedings be beginning on Donald Trump. And I bet it'll be because if there's no Russian, I mean, after all this time, do you believe there's Russian collusion? What is Mueller doing? And I don't want to go down the road is that he's been made a fool of himself until the final words are in on this. I don't think it'll be about Russian collaboration where it started out. I don't think there's any justification, as Alan Dershowitz said, for impeachment on collusion or obstruction or anything Trump has done. But there may be fewer grounds to defend him on impeachment through the technicalities of the law once and if Robert Mueller comes up with something on his business background. And, hey, I wasn't born yesterday. Now, you look back on all those years of business, and are you going to tell me that anybody who's achieved his fame and fortune hasn't pulled a few strings or done a few things to get where he is? You'd have to be so incredibly naive. I don't know whether it's not paying workers. I mean, I don't know what constitutes as an offense that would justify the beginnings of impeachment, but you can be sure that will be used as a basis. And I'll give you Alan Dershowitz's take on it a little bit later as we proceed. Meanwhile, Trump is mired. He's mired in fights. He's mired in arguments. It's quite easy to see that he really thrives on this. He just thrives on it. He took aim at a whole bunch of border issues on Monday, right on Twitter, of course, blasting Mexico, the Democrats, and the weak borders. I see nothing wrong with those Twitter reports. What I do is when he starts communicating in a negative way with the Hollywood industry and most of the fools out there. So his point was that Mexico doesn't have the absolute power to not to let, he's talking about caravans of illegals coming over, you know, drug cartels and worse. So they have to be stopped at the northern border. But their border laws are not enforced over there. And not only is Trump not getting cooperation there, he's not getting any from Mexico on the wall. I guess in most cases, you can say Trump is right about everything, and he ends up a winner. I think we're going to get the wall done. I think we have to get the wall done. I think Trump knows it. And as you listen to a lot of American citizens around the country, some of them are prepared to give thousands of dollars to contribute to the wall. I'm still waiting for the legal outcome of what happened with the omnibus bill passed and the $700 to $800 billion that were ticketed to the Defense Department. And Jim Mattis will not allow Trump to take out a measly $25.6 billion to get this wall done. And the argument here, everything is legal. Does it qualify to get out of the defense budget for an emergency? To me, answer yes. Get it? Build a wall. Build a wall, and they certainly got a ton left. More straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Monica Crowley from the Fox News Channel. I just did a fantastic interview with the great Stu Taylor. Stu, thank you so much. You are fabulous. Everybody listen to Stu Taylor.
That's Thurston Harris, and I'm not trying to keep it clear to the sound, so just started to, and then I realized, don't screw up the show. Don't do that. So let's go back to Donald Trump and the border. And what Trump is saying is that, and he's right about all of this stuff. First of all, he made a tremendous mistake in the omnibus bill. I mean, he just did. If he can't get the money from James Mattis, I thought it was a brilliant move. And now I think he just made a gigantic, gigantic mistake. Because you know what my number one priority is? It's the same priority as everyone who voted for Trump. Get that wall built. It is guaranteed to work. So now he's heading down the road about Congress passing border legislation, using the nuclear option if necessary to stop the inflow of drugs and people, you know, the majority vote, as opposed to the nuclear option. You got Border Patrol agents. I mean, they're fabulous, but the laws don't allow them to do their job. And this is the problem. Our gallant policemen, our military, even our teachers are sent into a certain amount of battle, and because of the liberal society we live in, they can't do their job. And it's gone way too far. It isn't even a matter of saying it's gone too far anymore. DACA is dead because the Democrats really don't care, and they don't act, and they proved it because they could have accepted that bill and gotten protection for those illegals. Where is MSNBC and CNN talking about the fact that the Democrats obviously are caught in a lie? You'll never hear about it. And this is what this media does. So we have aim at Mexico, and you think it's safe to go down there? You better think again. Back before all this stuff started, my wife and I went to Mexico, and I used to import sterling silver. And we took a bus from our fabulous Condesa del Mar hotel in Mexico on the coast, which is like a dream out of paradise, and had to take a brief business trip taking a bus. If we knew then what we know now, I would have never have done that. And we took a long bus ride to Taxco near Mexico City. And I, you know, worked some contracts out and imported sterling silver and, you know, a lot of it. And the bus ride out there was frightening. You know, you always hear about buses going over cliffs. Well, let me inform you that the bus we were on was speeding like crazy. We were the only Americans on it. They were all Mexicans. And it was heading on these cliffs as well. We were petrified. And then the bus stops. And who gets on? The Mexican military. And they're loaded with bullets and machine guns. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little bit scared. And they were going around just checking everyone out. And I'm thinking, oh boy, is this the way it is? Is that all there is? Is this the way it ends? Well, obviously, you know the end of the story. They left, nothing happened, and we went on and we said, we're never, ever, ever doing this again. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go back to Mexico, and there are beautiful, beautiful resort areas, but well, all these great places to go to see if I choose to see any of them. Well, why would I go back to Mexico? But I will tell you, there's some beautiful, beautiful resorts down there. And if you go to the right resort, you know, my daughter's been down there for business meetings with her company. I can't think of the name of the resort. Just stay on. Stay. My advice is just stay on the resorts. Don't go anywhere. Now that I've given you my my little bit of a speech on safety, we're looking at all these Central American immigrants. I don't know. There's over 1,000. Guatemalan, Honduran. And they're all trying to get across the border for their families. I don't have any personal antipathy or anything for them. If I've said many times on this show that if I were one of these people in any one of these countries, Mexico or Central America, and I had a family and I wanted to make sure they were protected, I'd be trying to get across the border. I'm not a hypocrite, at least not most of the time. All of us are at some time or another. Not a hypocrite over this. Except that I have much more compassion and sorrow and understanding for people living in this country. We have so many problems. Just take a look at the streets of San Francisco. I won't even go to surrounding areas. Loaded with needles and drugs and littered with feces and block to block to block in areas. This is the United States of America. And this is what we're going to get on a larger scale if these illegals continue to come in here. I never said they were all bad. I never said that some of them wouldn't contribute. Is it worth it? Is it worth it to the hardworking American people and the people who have legally gone through channels to get to this country? If you were down in Mexico, you'd find that the immigrants are assisted to the border. But if you take one step over that border, they're going to take you into custody. They're going to throw you in a gruesome radio cell and treat you terribly. It's by and large a different culture. And when you think, well, let's take a look at this Mexican who came up here and he's now a respected doctor or a lawyer. And that's the dumb argument. I'm not talking about, they're still not entitled to be here if they didn't come here illegally. But I'm not insulting a whole culture. And I think that's where a lot of Trump's statements were taken out of context. We're not insulting a whole culture. But the Democrats put the spin on it, and boy, do they ever, ever, ever get away with it. And you just can't, I don't know how we win this fight. Because everything Trump does is wrong. Everything one of the others on the other side do is correct. And who's in trouble? It's still not Mueller and Comey and those others. They should be in prison. Comey should be imprisoned with Loretta Lynch. Throw him in the same cell. It's much bigger than that. And I'll explain what we're facing unless something happens here. What a positive. And I'm very concerned.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories. New ideas turn into businesses. Programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Congressman Barney Frank, and I just want to report that I had one of the best interviews I've ever had with Stu Taylor on his very informative and entertaining show.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care.
Still performing, and he's got to be close to 90. And politically, he's an idiot. Professionally, as a musician and a singer, he ranks with the greatest of all time, and that's Tony Bennett. I think he's close to 90, and he's still performing. He's got about a 30-year-old girlfriend. How's that? It's not a bad way to go, is it?
Sounds okay to me.
That woke you up. Yeah, it does sound okay. And he's an institution, you know, he really is. So we went to, I was just talking about some suggestions of people. This is not an advertisement. I want to make sure it isn't. But if you love to look at a great farm, a great wildlife sanctuary, my wife and I took our kids when they were little, and now here I am taking my kids and grandkids years later to Drumlin Farm in Lincoln. It is, I'm not going to spend too much time talking about it. Just go to, I think it's drumlinfarm.com. I'm not even sure of the website, but you can find that with ease. It is just one of the great treats. It seems like one by one, all the wonderful things are being taken away from us in the form of amusement parks, zoos, just on and on. This one's still there. I don't know how many years it's been there, and it's I really suggest you take everyone, and thank you all at Drumlin Farm for the wonderful tour and the just terrific time you provided us. So I said before the break that I was getting extremely worried. I don't think anybody's heard me verbalize my degree of concern. There is such a strong determination at any cost. Because the bottom line is this. People hate Trump more than they love this country. It's the only conclusion you can come to. Sometimes you turn an eye the other way. This man is not going to change. In many ways, he's offensive. He's a braggadocio. We all know about Trump. Words come out before. I don't know if it's before he thinks or what. Changes his mind from day to day. Said it 100 times here. Take a look at his accomplishments. Just take a look at it. Take a look at the whole list of accomplishments. But what's coming down the road is something that really scares me. I mean, and I think at this particular point there would be a situation, an upturn of the government, a rebellion. Oh, I really do. If Trump fired Mueller, I mean, it's too much of a risk to take. The conclusion of the mass majority of people would be that Trump has got something to hide, and Mueller's found it. And if he found it, there's nothing he can do about it now. I wish he would have fired Jeff Sessions. And I never, ever would have believed that I'd say fire Jeff Sessions. I loved Sessions for years. remarkable Alabama senator with everything he's done. Yeah, he's making attempts. He's hiring the Justice Department as opposed to a special counsel to look into all the Hillary stuff and all the dossier stuff. It's you got to go with a special counsel who has the right and jurisdiction to make decisions. So have a special counsel running with Bob Mueller, since Mueller isn't investigating any of that. His only goal is to nail Trump. So Trump's got to get the best legal help he can get. And he's got some great legal help, there's no doubt about it. But it's hard to believe that someone like Donald Trump, who has been a disruptor all his life and has just flouted his way to business success, that Robert Mueller isn't going to dig up something. Trump's financial history is really, really complicated. And there have been things that he's done that have been wrong. Are they impeachable? I'm not a lawyer, but Alan Dershowitz has some views. It's hard to believe that when the Republicans lose, if they lose the House in 2018 by 40 or 50 seats, that he's not going to get impeached. The impeachment proceedings will be there. The votes will be there. For what, I don't know. And it's hard to believe that a U.S. Senate that's not going to be scared to death, though may still be in Republican hands, is not going to take a good, serious look when it has to deal with this president. Trump has got to get the best legal help he can get. He's called, and there's no doubt about it, he's called this probe a witch hunt. A witch hunt. Many times he's wanted to fire Mueller. He wisely hasn't. If he were going to fire Mueller, it should have been at the very, very beginning. And what's Mueller want to do after all this? He wants to question Trump about the firing of Comey and the conundrum that Michael Flynn is in. I think it's been proven. Michael Flynn got set up. I don't like him. I just personally, just something about Michael Flynn has turned me off. Doesn't mean he's committed a crime, but when you get threatened with your family and you lose your house, and or, you know, you plead guilty. I think Michael Flynn may reverse his plea. Stay tuned. Lots more things to come. You got a resignation of Trump's lawyer on March 22nd. After arguing with Trump on how to respond to Mueller's prosecutors. Dowd wanted a nice conciliatory approach, and Trump insists on sitting down with Mueller. See, now you got the leading two attorneys, Ty Cobb and Jay Sekulow. I really don't know how good Ty Cobb is. I've heard about him. I've heard good and bad. He doesn't register in the sensational column, but Jay Sekulow does. I wish Alan Dershowitz would, he won't do it. I wish he'd come in as an attorney. And they've been now advising in this probe. But Dershowitz has made some, really clarified some great comments. And, you know, there are just some people that you can enter into discussions and debates with. But when it comes to the law, please, I'll never debate Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz. He said if Trump were impeached for obstruction of justice after pardoning individuals involved in the Russia probe, he would have a strong constitutional defense. And this is from Dershowitz, not from me. Dershowitz said he thinks there are three categories being investigated. The first and foremost are constitutionally authorized acts by the president, which include pardoning, offering pardons, firing and directing the prosecution. If he were to be charged or impeached for any of those acts, that would be a real constitutional conflict, since we'd have an argument on both sides constitutionally. Want to get rid of the Second Amendment, which would be a terrible mistake, Get rid of the Second Amendment, and all of a sudden you can proceed legally like you've never been able to proceed before. Dershowitz said the second category are private acts that preceded his presidency. Allegations, you know, by all these women that they're wheeling out there and require him to testify in his business relations. Well, you know there have been women. I mean, come on. And you know that there have George Herbert Walker Bush, from all reports out, not from me, had a number of women. Come on. Let's knock it off. John Kennedy's an international hero of sorts. He had a million women. So there is a double standard like nothing I've ever seen here. So if Trump had to testify in his business relations, he'd have no defense except factual or argue that if it was beyond the scope of the investigation. I don't know that. The third category, I want to get this in before the end of the break, is a hybrid, including whether there was collusion. Out of those categories, Dershowitz said he doesn't think that anything relating to pardon would have a strong constitutional defense. His vulnerability may be when it comes to women with emotion involved and testifies under oath and gets into what he said, she said, it would put him in the Clinton category. So Clinton lied under oath. All right, take a break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. 3723.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, night time heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Charlie Gasparino, senior correspondent for Fox News and the Fox Business Network. Thanks, Stu Taylor, for a great interview.
Kind of cheery, optimistic part. I you know what I love? I mean, you know, I got my daughters and grandkids here, and I love watching cartoons. I love reading kids' books. I just love it. It's never an opinion that has me say, ugh, this is awful, this is boring, and I don't care what they are. I think it's such a great thing to help shape the minds and the futures and the temperaments of kids. And joining us, who is involved in that, is Krista Lewin Wilmoth, W-I-L-M-O-T-H. She is a operating room nurse. I hope I don't meet you on your job. And she's completed her recent book, The Ember Egg. She's going to tell you what it's about. And it's published by Fulton Books. You can go to FultonBooks.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It's so nice to have you, Krista. Tell us about your book.
Thanks for having me. What this is it's a fantastical adventure with three siblings that they end up in a magical realm that needs saving. And these three siblings, before they end up there, they have done nothing but heartache. They had a drug-addicted mother. They were cold and hungry, and they were eventually abandoned. They end up at their grandmother's house, where they are transferred to this other realm after touching a magical rock in the grandmother's house. And this realm has strange plants and trees and animals, and the trees interact with the people. And it's like a utopian society. Everyone gets along. They all work together. Heat or anger or hate. And it's just a fun place to be. And in the center of this utopia, there's this large egg, and it is it glows like burning embers. And this egg is like the wonderment. It's the source of all the wonderment for this place. And the egg ends up broken. And so then it's up to the three characters, which is Wesley, Emma, and Eden, to fix the egg and save the inhabitants. And that's pretty much it in the nutshell.
what was the inspiration of you writing this? Is there any connection? I'll have to ask you, Scree, is there any connection to your work?
No, except for I didn't want, you know, the drug addiction thing is obviously a huge problem. I hate to see the children that go through this. I picked the drug in there as to be heroin that the mother was on, but you see so much of the deaths with fentanyl and all these children that are being abandoned. It's just horrible. So I wanted to address that, in that the children that can read this, the book's full of positive stuff once they get to the other realm. It's all positive energy. And for kids to know that that's out there, that it's not all negative if they have to deal with this in their family. And for children who aren't dealing with it, to know that some people are going through this, and, you know, that to be helpful. And the other part of the book was really, you know, you're saying, how did I get inspiration to write this book? Actually, that was the nursing part. But as a child, I used to write books all the time. And my teachers would always tell me that I would eventually be a writer. And I didn't. I went and became a nurse. But I was outside playing. I have pet chickens. And I was outside playing with them. And I sat down on my computer and I just started writing. And I was writing really a story about them and their personalities and things that they do. And it just evolved into this whole manuscript. So that's pretty much where it came from.
So on a basis of what you see every day, your observations, I mean, you have a lot of contact out there with a lot of people. Do you see situations, do you see things in this country getting worse as far as where kids are heading with drugs, et cetera, or do you see any signs of improvement?
I am not seeing signs of improvement. It seems like they, because I'm in Florida, and they did the whole drug ban, and they've pushed a lot of, like, the doctors that were delivering all these drugs out of the state. However, they've just come up with new drugs. So the fentanyl, the carfentanyl, is what's killing people. And on our news, you see it all the time, and the police are carrying Narcan to help, you know, save these people. It's just awful, because, like, a drop can kill you. So it's just so sad. And I know it's around in Florida still, but even where my other family's from, it's bad there too. So that's what kind of inspired me to bring this part into the book.
Well, I think it can be your what age group is this book for?
I was going for middle school age children. It couldn't be for little guys, because there's one scary part in there, but more targeting like 11, 10 year olds. That was what I was planning on. But I have a lot of adults that are reading it, and they love it. So it turned out really cute.
What's the follow-up? What's coming, Krista? I know you're going to write another book.
Well, I do have a sequel in my head. I just haven't put it on paper. I have a very busy work schedule, and so I just have to find the time to sit down and start writing it out again. But I do have some thoughts going, and hopefully I can get that down on paper and get something started. It's just time. Everybody's busy. That's life.
Are there any final words you'd like to say before we conclude?
No. I've seen a lot of positive feedback. It's sold out on Amazon. The paperback part, you can download it anytime. So I'm getting a lot of good feedback on it, and I'm just really excited about it. And I hope it has a lot of positive context in the book. So I'm hoping that gets across to people.
Well, I congratulate you on an admirable pursuit. Hopefully it'll reach enough people so that we can see some benefit. You know how all of us say, if just one thing I say can connect with one person, that's one person less who will have to deal with the adversity in life. So right. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a delight. Krista Lewin Wilmoth, and the book is The Ember Egg, published by Fulton. You can go to Fulton Books and get it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, you can stay on as we close out here. Just stay on the line for a moment, all right? As I want to thank everyone for listening. This is Stu Taylor. Have a great day.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.